Merci, Madame la
Thank you very much, Madam President. I don't want to draw out this discussion, which it's not appropriate to have. I just want to return for a moment to the statements made by the delegate of the Russian Federation, whose intention is clear indeed. It is to sow the seeds of doubt, to distort attention, and indeed to distort reality. When it comes to the facts, well, we must indeed abide by the facts. I don't want to go into the detail of the different points that have been made, but I just wish to remind everyone that missions to establish facts and events have been carried out. The time when the GIM was not the joint investigation mechanism of the Security Council, and a time when this mechanism was not deliberately blocked by Russia. I believe all of this has been very clearly established. With respect to France, for the Khan Shaykhun attack last year and the e-scooter attack on the 6th of April, we published national evaluations which leave no doubt at all. So let us try and base ourselves on so-called facts rather than distortion of events or counter-truth. This does not constitute evidence. With respect to the comments made by the delegate from Syria, who said that he did not wish to use this political platform as a tool, I believe that he should do what he says that he believes in this instance, and not use the platform as a tool, rather than putting forward statements that try and reverse the burden of proof, that try and accuse France, the United Kingdom, and the United States of violating international law in order to shrug off his country's own responsibilities in an attempt to make us forget that the country that threatens peace and security, the country that violates Security Council resolutions, that violates the non-proliferation regime, is indeed